Okay, so I one time heard how an Australian cyclist turned a silver into gold. She had had all these silver medals because there was one human that just constantly beat her time and time and time after again. It was in the velodrome, one of those cycling things. She just couldn't beat this one person. And she went, "This is my last Olympics. I need to win the gold. I need to beat this person." And she had the whole Australian Institute of Sport behind her. And the people that actually won her the gold was the frickin' statisticians. They researched everything about this other competitor and found out that when the person leads, she only wins like 10% of the time. But if she comes from behind, she like 99.9% of the time wins. So they said to this other cyclist, "All you got to do is make sure she takes the lead, then you'll win." Because she can't lead from the front. She can't win from the front. And so they reverse engineered it. They went, "Are you sure you want the Olympics?" They went, and she went, "Yes." And they went, "Okay, here's what you have to do." She had to throw the world championships. Not throw the world championships. She came second. But they said, "Give this woman all the confidence in the world. Let her beat you all the time. World championships, let her lead, let her go from behind, let her win, let her win, let her win, let her win. You've got one chance at the Olympics in the final to employ your strategy." So she gets to the Olympics, she gets through all the things. It's her and this other girl. And I don't know if you know the velodrome, but basically they go up and they're cycling super uber uber slow. And then all of a sudden, I don't know if a buzzer goes off, I don't know anything about the sport, but something happens and then they gallop down to the bottom of the velodrome and start cycling really fast. Her name was Anna Mears, the Australian. She almost falls off her bike. She's pedaling so slow. She pretty much is pedaling backwards because she refuses to take the lead. So, because the other girl is also not very practiced, she thought Anna was going to take the lead, thought Anna was going to take the lead, thought Anna was going to take the lead. She didn't take the lead. So, she was about to fall off her bike as well. So, she had to zoom down and start cycling. And Anna Mears won the gold because she forced the girl to lead from the front and she never wins if she goes at the front. And I remember listening to that story going, "Fuck yes, that's fucking genius." And why I loved it so much was because it was a win from thinking outside the box. It was a win from just she could have it had nothing to do with talent. It had nothing to do with who was working harder. She constantly lost, not because obviously they were very evenly matched. It was a psychological, like, it was just a little tweak that won her the gold. And I went, "Holy shit, you think like as a cyclist, that you've got to like train your leg muscles, and you think that you've got to cycle all these kilometers to like make sure that you win your medal." But in the end of the day, the medal was determined by some guy in the back room figuring out that this person can't lead from the front, and that was what won the gold. Like, the guy who figured that out deserved half the gold medal. And I remember just thinking, "Holy shit, that's amazing. That is uber, uber, uber cool." I just need to go do something, find out what my husband is doing, and then I'll be back.